Okay, is everybody awake?
Všetci ste hore? Nespíte nikto?
If the guy next to you gets awake, starts to fall asleep.
Keď chlapík vedľa teba začne zaspávať?
You have Peter's permission.
Máš Petrové povolenie.
To reach over and just slap it.
Proste mu tacku a predaj.
Keep him in. Yeah, keep him awake. In America there's lots of confusion about what a man is.
V Amerike existuje veľa zmetku v tom, že čo je chlap vlastne, čo je muž.
The really wise men are men who understand the definition of manhood.
Múdri muži rozumejú svoju úlohu a definíciu mužstva.
And there's no better place to find a definition of manhood than in the Bible.
A neexistuje lepšie miesto, kde sa dá nájsť definícia mužstva.
Because God made us and he knows the way we're supposed to be.
Lebo nás Boh stvoril a on vie, aký máme byť.
We can go against that and try to be what the world thinks a man is supposed to be.
Môžeme ísť proti tomu a byť takým, ako svet definuje mužstvo.
But it won't be very satisfying to us.
A nebude na to pre nás uspokojujúce.
And it won't be very successful.
A nebudeme veľmi úspešní.
So what I wanted us to talk about in this next hour was just what is a real man.
Takže v tej najbližšej hodine by som chcel rozprávať o tom, že čo je naozajstný chlap.
Now, one of the best ways to discover this is to look at two men in the Bible.
A jeden z takých dobrým spôsobom, ako na to prísť, je pozrieť sa na dvoch mužov z Biblie.
One is Adam, who is the first man.
Jeden z nich je Adam, to bol prvý muž.
And Adam really failed as a man.
Adam naozaj dosť zlyhal ako muž.
He did some things really wrong.
Niektoré veci robil naozaj zle.
And then the perfect man, of course, was Christ.
A samozrejme dokonalým mužom bol Kristus.
And when Christ lived on the earth, he was fully God.
A keď Kristus žil na zemi, naozaj bol naplno Bohom.
But he laid down all of his rights as God and acted and lived as a man all the time.
Ale dobrovoľne sa vzdal všetkých svojich božských vlastností a žil ako človek.
But he was a man in perfect relationship with God.
A ako človek v dokonalom vzťahu s Bohom.
So not only did he show us what God was like,
nielenže nám ukázal teda, že aký Boh,
he also shows us what a real man is supposed to be like.
A takisto nám ukázal, aký má byť naozajstný muž.
We have a group of men who've gone through a study in the last year. I think at the church you've done this too. Some of you have done this.
My sme ako v našom zbore chlapi prešli takým štúdiom. Myslím si, že aj niektorí vaši z vášho zboru to prešli.
Called Men's Fraternity.
Čo sa prekladá mužská, a to druhé slovo som nikdy nepochopil, aj keď som bol časte chvíľko na tom kurze.
And I want to give you a definition that they use in Men's Fraternity of real manhood.
A v tejto organizácii oni majú svoju definíciu mužskosti, a to vám chcem povedať.
And it has four statements, four phrases.
A má to také štyri výroky.
You might point out to them where the page is.
Viete, na ktorej sme strane, čím je muž? Prvá Mojžišova 3. Je tam strana čo? Keď si tam napíšte 12, tak to bude 12. strana.
Mm-hmm. First let's read a passage that tells us about this.
Takže najprv si prečítame pasáž, ktorá o tomto hovorí.
Just read for them Genesis 3, verses 6 through 12.
Takže a čítajme Genesis 3.
Genesis 3. Now let me set up this passage.
Ale ešte vám k tomu niečo poviem.
God has created man and woman.
Boh stvoril muža a ženu.
And he told man what he was supposed to do.
A mužovi povedal, čo má robiť.
He was to love this woman.
Mal milovať svoju ženu.
He was to follow God's will.
Mal nasledovať Božiu vôľu.
And he was to rule over the earth.
A mal vládnuť na zemi.
And reproduce a godly seed, raise up godly children.
A reprodukovať Božie semeno, to znamená vychovávať zbožné deti.
And then we come in this passage to the moment when Satan comes and tries to destroy that plan.
No a potom prídeme vlastne k tejto pasáži, kde prichádza Satan a snaží sa to celé zničiť.
Let's read this in verse 6-12.
Takže od 6. do 12. verša. Keď žena videla, že by bolo dobre jesť zo stromu, že je pre oči zvodný a lákavý na zmúdrenie, vzala a jedla ovocia, vzala z jeho ovocia a jedla. Potom dala aj svojmu mužovi, ktorý bol s ňou, a aj on jedol. Vtedy sa obidvom otvorili oči a spoznali, že sú nahí, pospínali si teda figové lístie a urobili si zástery. Keď začali kroky Hospodina Boha chodiaceho za chodiaceho za podvečerného vánku po záhrade, skryl sa človek a jeho žena pred Hospodinom Bohom medzi stromy záhrady. Hospodin Boh však zavolal na človeka a riekol: kde si? A on mu odpovedal: počul som ťa v záhrade, bál som sa, lebo som nahý i skryl som sa. Na to Boh riekol: kto ti oznamol, že si nahý? Nejedol si zo stromu, z ktorého som ti zakázal jesť? Človek odpovedal: žena, ktorú si mi dal, aby bola pri mne, dala mi zo stromu i jedol som. A to tvo?
Yeah, okay. The first point of real manhood is this.
Takže prvá vec, ktorú naozajstný muž robí,
that a real man rejects passivity.
Že skutočný muž odmieta pasivitu, alebo pasivnosť.
I want Tomáš to read verse 6 again.
Chcem, aby Tomáš znovu prečítal 6. verš.
And listen carefully to where the man was when Eve was tempted.
A počúvate, kde bol muž, keď žena bola pokúšaná. Keď žena videla, že by bolo dobré ísť zo stromu, že je pre oči zvodný a lákavý na zmudrenie, vzala z jeho ovocia a jedla. Potom dala svojmu mužovi, ktorý bol s ňou. Aj on jedol.
Now, I never thought about this until recently.
Toto mi donedávna vôbec nedošlo.
I thought that Eve was off somewhere and she was tempted by Satan.
A myslel som si, že Eva niekde bola a bola pokúšaná Satanom.
Her husband was somewhere else.
Jej manžel bol niekde ďaleko.
And if he had been there, if he was had been there, he would have stopped. He would have protected his wife.
A keby tam bol býval, bol, tak by ju bol zastavil predtým.
But let me ask you the question, where was Adam when he was tempted?
Ale tá otázka znie, kde bol Adam, keď Eva bola pokúšaná?
He was right there. Yeah.
Bol tam pri nej.
This is amazing.
To je sila.
And what happened was, here came this great temptation.
Prišlo obrovské pokušenie.
And here's this man.
Tu je chlap.
Who was to rule and reign and to lead his wife.
Ktorý mal vládnuť a viesť svoju manželku.
And he just did nothing.
A neurobil nič.
He just went passive.
Proste zostal pasívny.
Since the garden, all of us have been doing this.
A odkedy vlastne sme na svete, všetci toto robíme.
Being passive means that we sit down when we should stand up.
Byť pasívny znamená, že sedíme, keď máme stať.
We get quiet instead of speaking up.
Zostaneme ticho namiesto toho, aby sme hovorili.
We're indecisive instead of making decisions.
Sme nerozhodní, keď máme robiť rozhodnutie.
We stand still instead of leading.
Potichu stojíme, keď máme viesť.
Let me ask a question. Why do you think it's so easy for us as men to be passive?
Prečo si myslíte, že to je pre nás také ľahké byť pasívny?
Just anybody.
It's easier. We're lazy.
It's easy.
Je to jednoduchšie, sme leniví.
Yeah. Any other reasons?
Nejaké ďalšie? So kind of just move the responsibility over to the wife.
Right.
I could do it, but you know, she can do it.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the only model we've ever seen.
Niekedy to je možno aj tým, že to je jediný príklad, ktorý sme videli.
We grew up in a home where our father was passive.
Vyrastli sme v domácnosti, kde otec bol pasívny.
And he trained us.
A nás tak vychoval.
So we think that's the way the man is supposed to be.
A si myslíme, že taký má byť muž.
It's also safe to be passive.
Takisto je to bezpečné.
If we don't make the decision, we don't get blamed if it's wrong.
Keď my nerobíme to rozhodnutie, tak potom nie je vina na nás, keď bolo zlé.
Yeah. But when we go passive, it really causes problems in the home.
Ale práve je to tak, že keď my sme pasívni, to potom doma spôsobuje problémy.
Now Jesus was the perfect man.
Ježiš bol dokonalý muž.
And let me read for you, Tomáš, read Philippians 2, how Jesus rejected passivity.
Vo Filipenom 2 sa dá vidieť, ako Ježiš odmietol pasivitu.
Philippians 2, verse
5 through 8. Od 5. do 8. verša. Tak zmýšľajte medzi sebou, ako aj Ježiš Kristus, ktorý mal podobu Božiu a svoju rovnosť s Bohom nepokladal za lúpež, ale vzdal sa hodnosti, vzal na seba podobu služobníka, podobný sa stal ľuďom a keď sa zjavil ako človek, poniežil sa a bol poslušný do smrti a to až do smrti na kríži.
Now get this picture. Here's Jesus in heaven.
Tu je Ježiš v nebi.
It's a perfect place.
Dokonalé miesto.
Perfect comfort.
Úžasné pohodlie.
He's sitting on the throne with his father.
Sedí na tróne so svojím otcom.
And there's a huge problem on earth.
A na zemi je obrovský problém.
Men are sinful and they can't save themselves.
Ľudia sú hriešní a nedokážu sa zachrániť.
They need a savior.
Potrebujú záchrancu.
Jesus could have said, well, that's their problem.
A Ježiš mohol povedať, no, to je ich problém.
Let them work that out themselves.
Nech si to nejak dajú dokopy.
But Jesus rejected passivity.
Ale Ježiš odmetol pasivitu.
He did something that was very hard.
Urobil niečo, čo bolo veľmi ťažké.
He laid aside all of his rights and privileges as God.
Všetky svoje práva a výsady, ktoré mal ako Boh.
And came to the earth and took the form of a baby.
Dal stranou, prišiel na zem a podobe dieťaťa.
He suffered and people ridiculed him and being confined as a man must have been hard.
A teda bol ponižovaný, ľudia si z neho robili zábavu a potom ako vlastne ako muž to musel mať veľmi ťažké.
But he did it because the mission was more important.
Ale urobil to preto, lebo to poslanie bolo dôležitejšie.
What would it mean? Let me ask you this question. In my life, I can think of ways in which I get passive at times.
V mojom živote vlastnom by som mohol rozmýšľať nad vecami, ktoré kedy ja som pasívny.
Sometimes it's in training with children.
Niekedy je to vo výchove detí.
Or in making decisions.
Niekedy v rozhodnutiach.
What are some of the ways you can think of in your own life where you have a tendency to just go past?
Chcem si porozmyslieť, kedy vy vo svojom živote máte tendenciu byť pasívny.
Anyway. Or maybe nobody in here is go past it.
Nikto z vás nie je pasívny.
Usually when I have a hard, difficult day and I come home, I really don't want to make any decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually when we go passive is when it's hard not to be passive. You know, there's a...
Väčšinou vtedy, keď sme pasívni, to je presne vtedy, keď je ťažké. Nebyť pasívny.
It takes some energy not to be passive.
Treba na to nejakú energiu. I sometimes
go passive when I feel like my wife wants to be active, and I go like, well, she's asking for it.
Yeah, you want it, it's yours. Yeah. Right.
Akože niekedy, keď moja manželka začne byť taká aktívna, tak ja si poviem, no tak chceš, tak rob. Akože dobrovoľne ti sa príjmajú.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Let me tell you. Just say no. You know what I think the curse was on the woman?
Viete, čo si myslím, že je prekletím ženy?
Genesis said, your desire will be for your husband, but he will rule over you. That's the scripture.
Biblia hovorí, že ty budeš túžiť po manželovi a on bude nad tebou vládnuť.
But what I think that means is this.
Ja si myslím, že to znamená toto.
That because sin entered the world,
pretože hriech vstúpil do sveta,
it's going to create tension in the home.
Bude to vytvárať napätie v domácnosti.
And part of the tension is the woman is going to want to rule over the man.
A časť toho je, že žena bude chcieť vládnuť nad mužom.
Now, so if I go passive,
takže keď ja začnem byť pasívny,
I'm just giving her my role.
Jednoducho jej dávam svoju úlohu.
This creates tension ultimately between the two of us.
To jednoznačne to potom vytvára napätie medzi nami.
It will create confusion with our children.
Vytvorí to zmetok, čo sa týka detí, oni nebudú chápať, čo sa deje.
And the home is designed, it misses God's design for the home.
A takisto to potom vlastne zmeškáme to, ako to Boh myslel s našou domácnosťou.
Now, I don't think I think there are areas in which my wife leads in the home.
A ja myslím, že sú oblasti, v ktorých moja manželka vedie domácnosť.
And I should defer to her. I should give her that leadership.
A ja by som mal to vedenie jej odozdať.
But in the areas where I'm responsible to lead, I need to reject passivity.
Ale v oblastiach, kde ja som zodpovedný viesť, tak tam by som mal odmietnúť pasivitu.
Yeah. That may cause some tension at first when she wants to lead, she wants to be in control, and I just go passive.
A to môže vytvoriť napätie.
To confront that,
keď ja
may cause some tension.
A keď to konfrontujem, tak to asi vytvorí nejaké napätie.
But it may be a necessary tension to establish the order in the home.
Ale možno to je potrebné na to, aby sme sa zhodli na tom, že ako to pôjde ďalej.
And the earlier it's done in the family, the better.
A čím skôr toto sa udeje v rodine, tým lepšie.
The second thing that a man is to do, a real man does, is he accepts responsibility.
Druhá vec, ktorú robí muž, je, že prijíma zodpovednosť.
Now, Adam was given three main tasks.
Adamovi boli dané tri dôležité úlohy.
One was he was to do God's will.
Prvá bola, že mal poslúchať Božiu vôľu.
He was to do God's work.
Mal pracovať na Božom diele.
And the work that God gave him was to rule over creation.
A Boh mu dal teda úlohu vládnuť nad stvorením.
And to reflect God's image and character.
A mal odrážať Boží charakter a Boží obraz.
And then he was to love his wife and family.
A potom mal milovať svoju ženu a rodinu.
So we see these three dimensions of our job.
Takže vidíme tieto tri rozmery našej úlohy.
There's a vertical dimension.
Vertikálny rozmer.
That I've got to listen to God and then do his will.
Že mám Boha počúvať a robiť jeho vôľu.
There's a job that I have in relationship to the world.
Že mám zodpovednosť vo vzťahu k svetu.
And then there's a job that I have in relationship to my family, this inner circle.
A že mám takisto zodpovednosť vo vzťahu k mojej rodine, k tomu malému kruhu.
These are our three great responsibilities.
Takže to sú naše tri veľké zodpovednosti.
Adam failed in all three of these responsibilities.
A Adam zlyhal vo všetkých troch.
He didn't obey God's will.
Neposlúchol Božiu vôľu.
And he ate of the tree.
A jedol z toho stromu.
He didn't do God's work.
Nerobil na Božom diele.
And he didn't love his wife and protect her in that moment.
A v tom momente nemiloval svoju manželku natoľko, aby ho ochránil.
Then when God came to him and confronted him about it.
A potom keď prišiel Boh za ním a ho z toho obvinil.
He wouldn't accept responsibility.
On neprijal tú zodpovednosť.
And what's amazing is he blamed his wife.
A čo je zaujímavé, že to hodil na svoju ženu.
He said it was the woman
that
made me do this.
Žena mi povedala, aby som to urobil.
It's her fault.
To je jej chyba.
And then he blamed God.
A potom obvinil Boha.
He said it's the woman you gave me.
To je tá žena, ktorú si mi dal.
It's your fault.
Takže je to tvoja chyba.
You know, here's this man who just won't accept any responsibility.
Tu je chlap, ktorý proste není ochotný prijať svoju zodpovednosť.
And we've been doing that ever since.
A od začiatku to robíme.
Now look at the contrast of Christ, the man Christ.
Pozrite sa na ten kontrast muža Krista.
Remember when he came to the cross.
Keď prišiel ku krížu.
And the great battle of the cross was fought in the Garden of Gethsemane.
A v záhrade Getsemanskej sa odohrával ten obrovský zápas o tom, či pôjde na
kríž. There was this huge struggle.
To bol obrovský boj.
Am I going to do what's comfortable, what I want to do?
Budem robiť to, čo je pohodlné a čo chcem?
Or will I accept my responsibility?
Alebo príjmem svoju zodpovednosť.
To listen to God and do His will.
A počúvam Boha a budem robiť Jeho vôľu.
To do the work He's given me.
Budem robiť úlohu alebo prácu, ktorú mi dal.
And to love my bride even until death.
A milovať svoju nevestu až do smrti.
And we remember what He said in the garden.
A pamätáte, čo povedal v záhrade.
Not my will, but Thine be done.
A povedal, nie moja vôľa, ale Tvoja, nech sa stane.
So Jesus embraced His responsibility.
Takže Ježíš bol ochotný prijať svoju zodpovednosť.
I find in America that men sometimes will accept one of their three responsibilities.
Niekedy sa stáva v Amerike, že muži príjmu jednu zo svojich troch zodpovedností.
The easiest one to accept is their work.
Tá najľahšia, ktorú dokážu prijať, ich práca.
Because it gives them personal satisfaction.
Pretože im dáva osobné uspokojenie.
So some men give all their time to being responsible at work.
Tak mnohí muži dajú proste všetok svoj čas, aby boli zodpovední v práci.
And they say their wives, well, I'm working hard.
A svojim manželkám povedia, no ja pracujem, tvrdo pracujem.
You know, what more do you want from me?
Čo odo mňa ešte chceš?
But they don't accept their responsibility to listen to God and do His will every day.
A neprijmú potom svoju zodpovednosť počúvať Boha a robiť Jeho prácu každý deň.
Or they don't accept the responsibility to really love their wife and lead their home.
Alebo neprijmú tú zodpovednosť naozaj milovať svoje manželky a viesť doma.
But to be a great man.
Ale byť úžasným mužom.
I have to accept all three of these responsibilities.
Na to potrebujem prijať všetky tri tieto zodpovednosti.
If I could walk around to each one of you.
A ak by som mal prísť každému z vás.
I would say, Tomáš, you have three jobs.
Povedal by som, Tomáš, máš tri úlohy.
Keep your relationship with Christ right.
Udrž si svoj vzťah s Kristom v poriadku.
Fulfill your responsibilities at work.
Urob svoju prácu dobre.
And fulfill your responsibilities at home.
A spĺň si svoje zodpovednosti doma.
All three of those have to be kept in balance.
Všetky tri tieto musia byť udržané v rovnováhe.
And the problem is that's hard.
A problém je, že to je ťažké.
And we get tired.
A sme unavení z toho.
And so we let maybe our relationship with God slip away.
A tak náš vzťah s Bohom necháme, aby trošku tak...
Because I've got to go to work every day.
Vravo, ale pretože každý deň musíme chodiť do roboty.
But if we let that slip, we won't know what to do every day in life.
Ale keď to necháme, aby sa to sklzlo, tak potom nebudeme vedieť, ako ďalej v živote.
So a godly man accepts all three of these responsibilities.
Takže zbožný muž naozaj všetky tieto tri zodpovednosti berie.
Now, in your notes, I think it's in your notes, is that what this is? Mm-hmm. He learns, yeah. Let me say something important to us about raising our sons.
Poviem vám niečo veľmi dôležité, čo sa týka výchovy našich synov.
There are a lot of sons in this room, right? I mean, you know, how many...
V tejto miestnosti je veľa mužov, ktorí majú synov.
Yeah, I've never seen so many boys.
V živote som nevidel toľko chlapcov na jednom mieste.
Don't misunderstand what I'm about to say.
A pochopte správne, čo vám chcem povedať.
But I think that it's a great honor that God has given you men a lot of boys.
Chcem povedať, že je to úžasné, že vám je úžasná pocta, že vám Boh dal toľko chlapcov.
You have the privilege of raising a whole generation of leaders.
Máte možnosť vychovať celú generáciu vodcov.
And I say, well, how can I raise them up to be great men?
No, možno si poviete, ako ich teda môžem vychovať, aby boli dobrými mužmi.
First of all, they need to learn from an early age that they're responsible.
Musia sa v prvom rade naučiť už v ranom veku, že majú zodpovednosť.
Secondly, they need to be trained to accept these responsibilities.
Musia sa naučiť, ako prijímať tieto zodpovednosti.
And thirdly, they need to be applauded by other men as they fulfill these responsibilities.
A musia byť mužmi chválení ako počas toho, ako prijímajú tieto zodpovednosti.
Let me give you a great vision for your children's ministry.
Dám vám super víziu, pohľad do budúcnosti na vašu detskú službu.
At our church,
v našom zbore,
we're trying to help our men see this, that our children's ministry is not a children's ministry, it's a men's ministry.
A ja chcem, aby naši muži v našom zbore pochopili, že naša detská služba nie je detská služba, ale mužská služba.
We're raising men.
A my vychovávame mužov.
We're raising godly women.
My vychovávame zbožné ženy.
They just happen to be small.
Akurát sú malí ešte.
So I have to teach them what their ultimate responsibilities are.
Musím ich naučiť, ale aké sú ich zodpovednosti.
I need to teach them at an early age to not go passive.
Musím ich už v mladom veku učiť, aby neboli pasívni.
I need to teach them at an early age to accept responsibility.
Už v ranom veku ich musím naučiť, aby prijali zodpovednosť.
There are some great things we can do as dads in this.
Existuje pár vecí, ktoré môžeme ako manželia a otcovia urobiť.
Martin and I were talking about this earlier.
Martin a ja sme sa o tom rozprávali.
One of the things that I've done with my boys,
jednu z vecí, ktorú som urobil s chalanmi,
is take them away at times to instill this, to place this in their heart.
Proste ich vyťahnuť z kolektívu, aby si mi sám, aby som toto udomacnil v ich srdce.
When the boys are around 12 or 13,
keď majú chlapci okolo 12-13 rokov,
and they're going into puberty,
a vchádzajú do puberty,
I will take them away for a night and we'll talk about this next stage of their life.
Tak ich zoberiem von na jeden večer a rozprávame o tom ďalšom štádiu v ich živote.
And prepare them for the challenges that they're about to face.
A pripravím ich na tú výzvu, ktoré budú čeliť.
When my boys turn 16,
keď moji chlapci majú 16,
I take them away for a very special trip.
Zoberiem ich na taký významný výlet.
Usually we go camping.
Obyčajne ideme stanovať.
And I have gotten letters from 10 to 15 men that they respect and that they know.
A ja si zhromaždím listy od 10 rôznych mužov, ktorí ich poznajú a rešpektujú.
And I asked those men to write a letter to my son challenging him about manhood.
A poprosím ich, aby napísali môjmu synovi list, ktorý im dá výzvy,
se týka mužskosti.
I put this in a nice folder that he can have for the rest of his life.
Dám to do pekného obalu, ktorý môže mu vydržať do konca života.
He has no idea what I'm about to do.
On nemá ani pojem o tom, čo idem spraviť.
And we sit around the campfire.
A sedíme okolo ohňa.
And I say there's some men who would like to be here right now, but they couldn't be here.
A poviem mu, je niekoľko mužov, ktorí by tu radi teraz sedeli, ale nemôžu.
But these men believe in you.
Ale títo muži v teba veria.
And they want to invest in your life.
A chcú investovať do tvojho života.
And then I show him that book and we read through every word in that book together.
A tak mu potom ukážem tú knihu a každé slovo si spolu prečítame.
First time I did this with my son.
Prvýkrát, keď som toto spravil so svojím synom.
About halfway through the book.
Asi polovicu knihy sme prešli.
He began to weep.
Začal plakať.
And he said, "Do these men really believe this about me?"
A povedal, títo muži naozaj toto o mne veria?
He was overwhelmed.
Bol úplne prekonaný tým.
And I watched him just grow into manhood.
A videl som, ako začal rásť.
It was almost like you're knighting him, you know, in the medieval times.
To bolo ako keby ste ho
like an initiate.
Za rytiera, jak sa to povie. Pasovali za rytiera.
Yeah. And I think for men, ceremonies like this are very important.
A ja myslím, že pre mužov sú ceremonie ako je táto veľmi dôležité.
And there's a natural spot, I think early in a boy's life, he spends a lot of time with his mother.
Myslím si, že chlapec vo svojom ranom veku trávi veľa času s matkou.
But there's a spot where he detaches some from his mother and needs to be more deeply attached to his father.
Ale potom príde vek, kedy sa prirodzene odťahujú od matky a potrebujú viac otca.
And we really need to accept responsibility.
A my musíme naozaj prijať tú zodpovednosť. When do you think is that age?
I think it's in the 12 to 13, you know, just as they're entering into puberty.
A myslím si, že to je naozaj ten vek, kedy vstupujú do puberty.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I don't do that earlier, you know.
Neznamená, že to nerobím aj skôr, ale...
But I just do it in a different way as they get older.
Ale vždycky mením ten spôsob, ako rastú.
Many fathers don't understand this.
Veľa otcov toto nerozumie.
And so they don't help their sons go into manhood.
A tak nepomáhajú svojim chalanom, aby sa dostávali do mužskosti, do toho veku muža.
But you have a chance with your boys to have them stand on your shoulders.
Ale vy s vašimi chlapcami máte príležitosť zariadiť, aby vám mohli stáť na ramenách.
And go farther than you ever went.
A dostať sa ďalej, ako ste sa dostali vy.
So a real man rejects passivity.
Takže naozajstný muž odmieta pasivitu.
A real man knows his three responsibilities.
Rozumie svojim trom zodpovednostiam.
And he accepts those.
A prijíma ich.
To God,
voči Bohu,
to the world,
voči svetu,
to his family,
a voči svojej rodine.
And thirdly, a real man leads courageously.
A po tretie, muž courageously, odvážne vedie.
Adam was a coward.
Adam bol strachopút.
He became discouraged.
Nechal sa strašne rýchlo znechutiť.
He's lost his courage, yeah. And didn't step up and lead his wife.
A nepostavil sa dopredu, nevedol svoju ženu.
But then you look at the contrast of Christ.
A potom sa pozrite na kontrast s Kristom.
And there were two words that he was constantly saying to those around him.
On no, opakoval dve slova.
And the two words were
A dve slova boli I guess I need this.
Oh yeah. No, I'm supposed to slap you, right?
Môžete otvoriť okno, alebo ja to zomre.
A little air, yeah, would be good. Not open? Yeah. Yeah. There's one that, no, it's there all the time.
And just break it.
Yeah. But there were two words Christ always used, and here were the words, follow me.
Kristus vždy používal dve slova a tie slova boli nasleduj ma.
It tells us Jesus was a leader.
A to nám hovorí, že Ježiš bol vedúci.
I'm going someplace.
Idem niekam.
I want you to go with me.
Chcem, aby si išiel so mnou.
Let's go.
Poďme.
A lot of times men say to me, I can't be a spiritual leader.
Veľakrát mi muži povedia, že ja neviem byť duchovným vodcom vo svojej domácnosti.
Because my wife is more spiritual than I am.
Pretože moja manželka je duchovnejšia ako ja.
She knows more of the Bible than I do.
Ona lepšie pozná Bibliu ako ja.
And so they feel I can't lead spiritually in my home.
A majú dojem, že no ja neviem teda duchovne viesť svoju domácnosť.
But spiritual leadership,
ale duchovné vedenie
is about initiating things.
Je o tom, že spolu veci začneme.
How many of you have served in the military? Some of you served in the military?
Boli ste niektorí vo vojsku?
Yeah. So when you were in the military, you may, I don't know how to say this, but you may have, if you were a leader, like you had a
rank.
Yeah, you had a sergeant, and he had a group below him.
Keď ste boli v armáde a mali ste veliteľa a vy ste boli v skupine pod ním,
he may not know more than all of his men.
Možno on nevie viac ako jeho muži.
One man may know more about ammunition.
Niektorý chlap možno že viac vie o munícii.
Another man may know more about logistics.
A niektorý iný zase vie viac o logistike.
Another man may be trained in another area.
A ďalší muž možno že je vytrenovaný v inej oblasti.
But he's the leader.
Ale on je vedúci.
And his job is to gather the information the best he can.
Jeho úloha je si tie informácie pozbierať.
And then initiate action.
A potom iniciovať čin.
And say let's go.
A povedať ideme.
So leading in my home doesn't mean that I know more than my wife about everything.
A takže viesť v domácnosti neznamená, že viac viem ako moja manželka.
In fact, many times I need to say to her, it's a teamwork, and I say to her, well, what do you think we should do here?
A často je to tímová práca a musíme sa dohodnúť, že čo budeme robiť.
But being a leader means making a decision and saying, let's go.
Ale byť vodcom znamená byť schopný urobiť rozhodnutie.
Being a leader means I protect my family.
Byť vodcom znamená, že chránim svoju rodinu.
I make decisions to provide for my family.
Robím rozhodnutia, ktoré mi pomôžu sa postarať o moju rodinu.
I lead in my responsibilities at work.
Vediem vo svojich zodpovednostiach v práci.
And most importantly it means this.
Ale najviac to znamená,
that I lead in the matter of listening to God and finding his will.
Že vediem v tom, že sa pozerám na Boha a hľadám jeho vôľu.
My wife needs to see me accepting that responsibility. That I'm reading the word, that I'm praying, that I'm listening, keeping the vertical line open.
Moja manželka musí vidieť, že sa naozaj starám o to, aby som rozumel Bohu.
Let me add a little parenthesis here.
Tu nadám také zátvorky.
A woman's is one of a woman's greatest problems is fear.
Jedným z najväčších problémov ženy je strach.
And what will create fear in the wife of your, in your wife's heart?
A čo naozaj vytvára strach v srdce ženy?
If she thinks that you're not listening to God.
Je, keď sa začne báť, či počúvate Boha.
Because she'll suffer for that.
Pretože ona tým bude potom trpieť.
As you lead the family.
Ako počuť
keď ty vedieš rodinu iným smerom. What alleviates fear or takes care of fear?
Čo naozaj sa dokáže potlačiť strach?
Is when she can say, well, there's one thing I know about my husband.
Keď môže povedať, je jedna vec, ktorú viem o mojom manželovi.
He's trying to listen to God.
Snaží sa počúvať Boha.
And I know he's going to seek to lead us where God wants us.
A viem, že sa snaží nás viesť tam, kde nás Boh chce mať.
This gives her great confidence in her heart.
To jej dáva obrovskú istotu do srdca.
So a wise man, a real man rejects passivity.
Takže ozajstný muž odmieta pasivitu.
He accepts responsibility.
Prijíma zodpovednosť.
And he leads courageously.
A odvážne vedie.
And the fourth thing is this.
A štvrtá vec je toto.
That the great mooing herd is coming in. Yesterday there were like about 10 boys all the same size running up and down the stairs. And I started to walk up the steps and I thought, I'm going to be killed.
Asi 10 chlapcov včera bežalo dole schodmi a ja som išiel hore a hovorím si, teraz ma zabijú.
I can see the headline in the American paper.
Si vedel predstaviť ten titulok v amerických novinách.
American pastor run over by Slovakian children.
Americký pastor.
Yeah, stampede, yeah.
Zrazený slovenskými deťmi.
Great. Well, here's the fourth thing of manhood.
Takže štvrtá vec mužskosti.
A real man lives for a greater reward.
Naozajstný muž žije pre vyššiu odmenu.
Adam wanted quick satisfaction.
Adam chcel rýchle uspokojenie.
So he reached out to take the apple.
Tak sa natiahol a zobral si jablko.
A lot of men want satisfaction right now.
Veľa mužov chce tú odmenu alebo uspokojenie hneď teraz.
I want money.
Chcem peniaze.
I want sex.
Chcem sex.
I want pleasure.
Chcem príjemné veci.
You know, I want comfort.
Chcem bezpečie.
I want
pohodlie.
Reputation, business reputation.
Chcem dobrú reputáciu.
And they live for these little temporary things.
Žijú pre tieto malé a dočasné veci.
They may get some of these things.
Možno sa ich podaria dosiahnuť.
They never satisfy.
Ale tieto veci ťa neuspokoja.
Now look at Jesus Christ, who lived very differently.
A teraz sa pozrieme na Krista, ktorý žil inak.
Tomáš, read for us Hebrews 12.
Židom 12.
Verses 1 through
verše 1 až
1 and 2 1
až 2 or 1 through 3 alebo 1 až 3. Preto aj my, keďže máme toľký oblasť svedkov okolo seba, zložme všetko, čo nám je na ťarchu, i hriech, ktorý nás tak ľahko opantáva, a buďme vytrvali v zápase, ktorý máme pred sebou. Hľadme na Ježiša, pôvodcu a dokonávateľa viery, ktorý napriek radosti, čo ho čakala, preto bol kríž, pohrdol potupou a posadil sa na pravici Božieho trónu. Myslite na toho, ktorý zniesol taký odpor hriešnikov proti sebe, aby ste neustávali a neklesali na duchu.
Here was Jesus Christ, who could have had anything he wanted.
Tu bol Ježiš, ktorý mohol mať čo len chcel.
But he had one great mission.
A mal jedno poslanie, veľké poslanie.
He wanted to hear what his father had to say and do it.
Chcel počúvať, čo chcel od neho Boh, a urobiť to.
He wanted to accomplish the work God had given him.
Chcel urobiť tú prácu, ktorú mu Boh dal.
And he wanted to take care of his family, which is the church, his bride.
Chcel sa postarať o svoju rodinu, čo bola v jeho prípade cirkev.
All his life he lived to fulfill those three responsibilities.
Celý život prežil, aby naplnil tieto tri zodpovednosti.
And he came to the cross and it was very, very hard.
A prišiel ku krížu a bolo to veľmi ťažké.
But he looked beyond the difficulty.
A pozrel sa ponad všetky tie problémy.
And he saw the great reward.
A videl úžasnú odmenu.
It says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
A tam je napísané, že pre radosť, nie napriek, to je zlý preklad. Hej, slovenský. Tam je, že kvôli radosti, ktorá ho čakala, preto pod kríž.
Every single man in this room,
každý muž v tejto miestnosti,
has got to decide what you live for.
Sa musí rozhodnúť, prečo žije.
I'm going to live for my pleasure.
Budem žiť pre svoje potešenie, pre svoj pôžitok,
reputation,
pre svoju
sex,
reputáciu,
money,
pre sex, peniaze,
you know, just the temporary little things,
malé dočasné veci,
and then I one day stand before God,
a budem jedného dňa stať pred Bohom,
and God says, what did you give your life to?
A Boh sa spýta, čomu si dal svoj život?
Well, I got all these little things.
A povie, no mám všetky tieto malé veci.
Is that it?
A to je všetko?
I gave you a job.
Dal som ti prácu.
I gave you responsibility.
Dal som ti zodpovednosť.
What did you do with that?
Čo si s tým urobil?
Or there are other men,
alebo sú aj iní muži,
who say, I know there will be great reward if I reject passivity, accept responsibility, and live for a greater reward.
Ktorí vedia, že bude, čaká ma obrovská odmena. Teraz odmetnem pasivitu a budem odvážne viesť a príjmem svoju zodpovednosť.
Let me give you a final illustration, then we're going to have some discussion time.
Dám vám takú posledný príklad a potom budeme sa rozprávať.
Imagine this picture with me.
Predstavte si tento obraz.
It's in heaven.
Je to v nebi.
Time is finished.
Skončilo toto obdobie nášho života na zemi.
And it's time to give out rewards in heaven.
A je čas dávať odmeny v nebi.
There are billions of angels and created beings.
Miliardy anielov a stvorených bytostí.
There are all the believers from all the ages.
Všetci veriaci zo všetkých vekov.
And we are standing before God's throne.
A čakáme pred Božím trónom.
There's great singing.
Nádherne sa spievajú.
And worship.
Uctievajú Boha.
And all of a sudden, God announces it's time to give out rewards.
A zrazu Boh povie, že bude dávať odmeny.
The angel calls the name of Paul the apostle.
Aniel zavolá Pavla apoštola.
There's a noise that goes through the crowd.
Čo zástup prejde taký hluk.
And Paul comes to stand before God.
Pavel sa postaví pred Bohom.
And we all are anxious to see.
A chceme všetci vidieť.
What this great man is going to receive.
Čo príjme tento veľký muž.
And then God tells Paul to turn around and face the crowd.
Potom on povie Pavlovi otoč sa a pozri sa na ten veľký zástup.
Suddenly a man stands up on this side.
Niekto stane tam na tej strane.
He says, Paul, do you remember me?
A povie Pavel, pamätáš si ma?
I'm Timothy.
Ja som Timoteus.
You came to my town.
Prišiel si do nášho mesta.
You led me to Christ.
Privedol si ma ku Kristu.
You discipled me.
A si sa o mňa staral.
You taught me how to be a real man.
Naučil si ma, ako byť mužom.
You taught me how to live for a higher purpose.
Naučil si ma, ako žiť pre vyššie ciele.
And I'm here today, Paul.
A ja som tu dnes.
Because of God's grace.
Kvôli Božej milosti.
As it came through you.
A ktorá prišla cez teba.
Thank you, Paul.
Ďakujem ti.
All the crowd applause.
Všetci za tvoj stan.
Then a woman stands up. She says, Paul, do you remember me?
Pavel, pamätáš si ma?
My name is Lydia.
Ja sa volám Lydia.
I was seeking God with some others by a little lake.
Hľadal som Boha.
You could have gone right past us and done what you wanted to do.
Mohol si prejsť okolo nás a urobiť, čo si chcel.
But you lived for a greater purpose.
Ale žil si pre väčší zámer.
And you came down and explained the word of Christ to us.
A prišiel si k nám a vysvetlil si nám veci o Kristovi.
And Paul, here are my children.
A Pavel, to sú moje deti.
And my children's children.
A deti mojich detí.
And my children's children's children.
A deti mojich detí.
And suddenly hundreds of people began to stand up.
A zrazu sa postavili stovky a stovky ľudí.
We are all here, Paul, because you gave the gospel to us.
Pavel, my sme tu všetci, lebo si nám dal
Thank you, Paul. All the crowd begins to applaud. And then more and more, one and then a dozen, then hundreds and thousands are standing up. Until this is great chorus of people. Who are all in heaven. Because Paul was a real man. He did what God told him to do. And then God turns Paul around. He looks in the face of God. And he says, well done. You are a good and a faithful servant. What a moment. Now, when you stand in heaven,
and
it's time for rewards, who will be there standing with you? Paul said to the Christians in Thessalonica, who is my hope and my joy and my crown? It's you when Christ will appear before Christ. And so there's a great reward. I want to raise up sons and daughters who follow Christ. In my business, I want to work in a way that would glorify Christ and lead others to Christ.
Ja chcem moju prácu robiť spôsobom, ktorý oslaví Boha a pritiahne ľudí k Bohu.
And I want to lead courageously to do everything I can for the kingdom of God until I die.
A chcem viesť odvážne, aby som mohol urobiť všetko, čo treba, až kým neprídem pred Boha.
It's a great thing to be a man.
Je úžasné byť mužom.
And a great opportunity.
A úžasná príležitosť.
Now I want to ask us to do something in the last few minutes.
A nakoniec chcem vás poprosiť, aby sme niečo spravili.
On the bottom of your sheet are three questions.
Na dole na tej strane sú tri otázky.
And I'm going to ask you to turn at your tables and just take a few minutes to discuss these questions.
A iba sa otočte na stoloch a pár minút sa rozprávate o týchto otázkach.
And you may want to go over these and just kind of... the pre-self.